going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Bark. Grab your cup of coffee and join us this morning for one of the most important topics facing Catholics and Christians today, includingly and specifically our young people. You will hear about an amazing pro-life school-based advocacy group in the Diocese of Pittsburgh called Rebels for Life. We honored this morning to have them on the program to learn a little bit more about this important life-saving advocacy work that is a critical issue facing the faithful, which is now more important than ever. Michelle Peduto, our superintendent of Catholic schools, also will be joining us in studio in the second segment. You'll hear from them in just a moment, but first I want to say a big thank to our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And this morning, I'd like to introduce Seton LaSalle Catholic High School in Mount Lebanon, not too far from where I grew up in the South Hills. And we have Brian Klisavich. And I want to welcome Brian this morning, Mary Molesky, and James Fornan. Mary and James are both seniors at Seton LaSalle High School. Good morning, all of you, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in with us as we start off this month of December. It's hard to believe it's the first Sunday of Advent. So we light the first candle in our Advent wreath this morning, this weekend at our parishes. Brian, if you can start us off, tell our listeners a little bit about your background at Seton LaSalle.
All right. Good morning. Thanks for inviting us onto the show. I currently teach at Seton LaSalle. This is my 34th year teaching in the diocese. Ooh. I taught 9 years at St. Gabriel in Whitehall, and then middle school, and then this is my 25th year at Seton LaSalle. And I've done a lot of things. I've teach social studies, but I've been dean of students, athletic director, activities director, but I've been the director of Rebels for Life since 2000.
You probably had my three nephews, Michael, Matthew, and Thomas Denk.
Yes,
and I grew up at the former St. Norbert Parish in Oak Brook, which is now part of Blessed Trinity. So, boy, you've been at St. LaSalle all these years.
That's
great.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah. Wow, good South Hills guy. James and Mary, will you introduce yourselves to our listeners here this morning?
Sure. My name is James Farnan. I go to Seton, obviously. I'm a senior. My home parish is St. Thomas More. I'm one of 10. Which is, pretty
What
pretty
number
special.
Are you in the 10?
I'm eighth.
You're eighth. Okay, yeah. You're towards the caboose.
Yeah.
Okay.
I live in Peters, but, I've gone to Catholic grade school, Catholic high school my whole life, so it's
and
been
you're
great.
Now part of Resurrection Parish. Father Michael Ackerman's your pastor.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Mary, introduce yourself.
Hi. It's nice to be here. I went to St. Elizabeth Elementary School, which is now Mother of Mercy. Mm-hmm. I attend Holy Trinity Ukrainian Catholic Church in Carnegie, which is also really beautiful. I involved in the band at my school. And
what do you play?
I play the flute.
You play the flute?
Yeah. My mom is a teacher at Seton LaSalle, so it's a nice...
Your mom's Teresa.
Yeah, I've been Anna Molesky.
Okay, Anna. Your mom's
Teresa. My mom's Teresa. Okay.
So,
what's your mom teach?
She teaches Latin and English with the classical studies program there.
Oh. Yeah. And both of you, James and Mary, your uncles are priests here in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, Father Jim Farnan, and I think that's who you're named after, right, James?
That's correct.
Right. And then Mary, you have three uncles that are priests, right? Father Peter, Father Jacob, and Father Fred Gruber are all of your uncles, right?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That's great to have both of you here in studio with us, and your uncles, I know them very well, and I'm glad to have you with us. So, Brian, let's talk a little bit about what this wonderful group called Rebels for Life, what is that? You want to share with our listeners?
Basically, you mentioned before, pro-life advocacy group. Mm-hmm. Back in my first year there, 2000, I went to the administration, said, you know, I would like to take a bus to the March for Life, and we filled a bus. And when after the trip, one of the students came to me, Bridget Bowes, who Dr. Ron Bowes' daughter, mm-hmm. who went to Seton LaSalle and played lacrosse for me, stopped me one day and said, you know, we should start a club. And I said, and guess what? You're the president.
And so, wow. Okay.
And so we started the club. And since then, we've, you know, through the years, done various activities, from diaper drives to obviously the March for Life. Some years we've taken three busloads of kids to the march in Washington, D.C., you know, and you know, any number of other activities to help the pro-life cause and to help some of the local, in particular the pro-life shelters and organizations in Pittsburgh.
I think that is so great. And we live in a society that, as they say, it's a throwaway society. Mm-hmm. They don't value life. And you get tired of something, or if it's an inconvenience, you throw it away. Or if it's broke, you know, you throw it away and get a new one. But life is precious, and it's not something you just throw away. So I think it's a very delicate subject, especially now in our life and our society. What's going on over in Israel, and seeing the loss of human life there, and the young families, and what's going on in Ukraine. I think having Rebels for Life is so very important. It's not just about babies, but it's just life in perspective. Brian, as the leader of this wonderful group for high school students, what do you see your role in teaching the students at St. LaSalle about the precious of life?
Well, I think first is just providing the opportunity, like, you know, having the organization itself, and then allowing them to lead it, because ultimately any school organization, but in particularly something as important as this, isn't going to go anywhere based on what the adults want to happen. You know, the students have to be the ones that take leadership. Sure. We've been very fortunate that the students come up with the ideas and do the things that are needed to organize a diaper drive or the meetings, monthly meetings, and those sorts of things. And sometimes just providing information and clear information, it, like you said, our culture doesn't teach pro-life values and hides the truth in so many ways. And I remember in our first couple of years, I would just hand out pamphlets to kids that came to meetings who knew nothing about abortion. I remember handing a pamphlet to a male student who had gone through public school, so he didn't, it was never even mentioned. And he was going on the March for Life basically because his girlfriend was going. And he looked at this pamphlet, said to me, is this real? And I said, yeah, absolutely, this is real. He couldn't believe it. And he happened to get interviewed on the streets of Washington, D.C. during the March for Life, and gave one of the most profound pro-life speeches on the streets of Washington, D.C. Wow. And all I actually did was hand him a pamphlet.
You triggered something.
He talked to his girlfriend, and it was like they were like amazed about, you know, he was amazed what he just learned. And then I guess the Holy Spirit just took over, and he became pro-life.
Yeah. I want to bring James and Mary in. How did the both of you get involved for Rebels for Life? James, we'll start with you.
For me, it started obviously freshman year. We didn't have the March for Life due to COVID-19. But after that sophomore year, I went and I had a great time. And it just, you know, after that, I just knew that this was a club I wanted to be a part of. And it also helped with me because I had, you know, older siblings, so they were all part of it. I had seen them go on the March for Life, and I just saw it, and I just wanted to, you know, be a part of that. So
you credit your siblings to kind of help you and continue that on?
Yeah, definitely.
How about you, Mary? How did you get involved?
Sure. Well, last year on the March for Life, we were talking about Rebels for Life because it used to be, like, really active, and then when COVID came, like, the activity, it kind of, like, it downsized a lot. And we were like, well, why can't we bring this back? Why can't we do more? And so I was talking with Mr. K, and James was there, and we were like, well, let's do this club again. Let's bring it back. And so we talked about having meetings. We did a presentation for the school. And starting September this year, we started, like, giving regular meetings for the students and coming up with ideas with them, starting new initiatives.
Oh, so both of you were credited to kind of reintroduce it after COVID, after it kind of went on a little quiet hiatus for a little bit.
Yeah. And that, I think, has been really good for the school, especially for the incoming freshmen to see that, you know, we care about this and, you know, they should come on the March for Life, come and see what we're doing.
Now, besides the March for Life, we heard about the diaper drive. What other projects were you working on for this year?
Well, currently we have a morning rosary that we're going to plan to do every Wednesday before school in the works. And then after that, we're going to, the week of midterms, obviously, you know, we have half days. And so one of those days, we're going to show a movie, The Sound of Freedom, for the whole school in the auditorium, which will be, that'll be fun.
Good. How about you, Mary? What other things?
Right. So in Advent, Seton LaSalle does a lot of drives for donations and stuff like that. So the National Honor Society is taking care of a couple, but Rebels for Life is going to be in charge of a diaper drive to help Mary's place, which is, it's within an easy walking distance from Seton LaSalle. It's a shelter for women with unplanned pregnancies. And then we're going to do a clothing drive to help with a church nearby.
Well, it sounds like you do a lot of community service activities and get the students involved with that. Great. Good. Well, we have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke. We're talking with members of Seton LaSalle High School in Mount Lebanon Rebels for Life this morning. This school is known as one of the largest, most active pro-life clubs in the United States. And we're going to have Michelle Peduto, our superintendent of Catholic schools, for the final word. With me this morning is Brian Klisavich. He is a teacher and moderator for Rebels for Life and two seniors at Seton LaSalle, James Farnan and Mary Molescu. Again, thank you for our generous sponsors, Sam and Judy Spinos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, for sponsoring this segment. So I want to bring back Mary and James. When you meet monthly at the school, what are some important conversations that you have with your peers? Because if you turn on the media, the news, we just had a very divisive election a few weeks ago. It just seems like from a media standpoint that young children or young teens like your age group are not interested in pro-life advocacy. What are you seeing as you walk the halls of Seton LaSalle Catholic High School?
Sure. So I've talked with a couple of my friends about some things that actually they've brought up these pro-life issues before, but their position was actually anti-life. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to talk with them, like why are you thinking this? And it's actually really difficult because there's this, their whole philosophy, their perspective coming at it is that, like, human life is really not that great. It's kind of like not really worth fighting for. It's not that precious. And so it's really hard to, like, come across to them that way. So when we have the meetings, it's like the people who come there, like, are interested in learning more or they're already involved in things like that. And we talk about, like, some pro-life issues that are going on. I know a couple days ago we were talking about the decision in Ohio, which was really tremendously bad for the prospects of mothers and their children in Ohio. And it was good for me and some of the others there to learn, like, what was going on and, like, the legal things that are happening that are going to affect a lot of people.
How about you, James? What are you hearing?
I mean, obviously, at these meetings, we, in addition to discussing the, you know, the various things that we're trying to accomplish, we also do discuss, as she said, you know, like, the things that are happening currently. And I remember for November, I think, or, well, today, it's November now. So October, we discussed the Dobbs decision, you know, and we went in great detail. But I think as this club has a resurgence, I think there is more of a conversation around life at the school, you know, and it's nice to see that people are, like, starting to get involved, starting to, you know, see what exactly being pro-life is about, and, you know, just offering a, you know, a better perspective than the one the media gives, because, you know, social media can kind of be an echo chamber where you just hear, you're bombarded with, you know, all these negative ideas, and, you know, I think it's just refreshing for students to have another perspective.
Absolutely. Now, Brian, as the teacher and the moderator of Rebels for Life, what do you hear from your students, the faculty, the staff, and also the parents?
Well, generally, you know, the culture at our school is generally pro-life, you know, and as I said, there's some students because, again, the bombardment of the media, you know. But one of the things we were actually discussing on the way over here is how fortunate we are to have an administration that allows us the freedom to just have at it, you know, anything that we've asked for in terms of planning an event or whatever, the administration's been very positive. And we have sometimes faculty members that come to our meetings that are not the moderator. They come because they're pro-life and they want to be involved. And of course, help with the, you know, all the drives that we have and things of that nature. So the, you know, the general culture of the school is very positive.
That's good. Brian, do you see, especially with more and more things going on in the media, obviously the politics, is it difficult to be a teacher and a moderator of a pro-life organization now than it was when you started back 20-some years ago?
I don't know that it's more difficult. It's again, we keep repeating it. You know, we continue to fight the culture. I do think with social media, it has made a difference because, let's face it, the pro-life issues and oftentimes the correct side of a moral. The correct side of a moral issue is blocked on social media, or is just not as available, and so you do have to fight that. So that's you know, something that 20 years ago you didn't worry about, like you didn't have to compete with.
Yeah. Now, Mary and James, as you're coming into the home stretch of your senior year for the first semester, and obviously the second semester is coming up after the Christmas and New Year's break, what are some things that you're looking forward to after you come back from the holidays with Rebels for Life and for your final semester at Seton? We'll start with you, James.
I think in terms of Rebels for Life, just continuing the, you know, our building good habits, you know, weekly rosaries, you know, day for drives, things of that nature. And just for school, I'm kind of excited to, you know, work to be winding down, you know, get into college, you know, all those types of things
coming
that
as
a senior you kind of enjoy. So
did your 4 years go quick?
Yeah, it went really fast, but they've been good. So
how about you, Mary? What are you looking forward to your final semester at Seton LaSalle?
Well, specifically with the Rebels for Life, I'm looking forward to bringing in some really awesome speakers. Like, I've been looking some of them up. I've contacted a couple. I haven't heard anything back yet, but if we can get in some speakers, some of them have amazing experiences. It's like, it would be so good for the school. Personally, I'm excited for Seton LaSalle Spring Musical because it's always a fun production. They're really good people who are in charge of it. And yeah, there's a lot going on.
And then do you have like the juniors, the sophomores, and the freshmen behind you, or do you have, you're setting the stage for the younger students behind you to keep the momentum going for Rebels for Life?
I'm hoping so. That's going to be the focus of our May meeting, trying to, you know, pick a person who has the availability and the commitment for this.
Kind of pass the torch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But congratulations for getting that back up after COVID and getting that started again. That's a great cause. I want to bring in Michelle Peduto, our superintendent of Catholic schools. Michelle, you always get the last word on this show. Rebels for Life is truly the ultimate expression of being a Catholic and a Christian in living, loving, and learning Jesus, which our schools teach. Share your final thoughts in this segment.
I'm so impressed by the students and, of course, by Brian in the conversation that just took place. The fundamental reason for our Catholic schools, Jesus Christ. The greatest gift we receive from God is life, life from conception to natural death. There is no greater gift. And I think if we are not teaching that in our Catholic schools, if we are not encouraging our students like Mary and James to go forth from our Catholic schools and spread that message, then we are not doing the mission that we are called to do. And so I'm just so proud of the way they spoke. It is absolutely, as Brian said, the culture is not in our favor at this point in time, but we were never promised an easy path. And so we have to go forward with fearless devotion, dedication, and love of our Lord and Savior. And we do that when we champion the weakest. And those would be our little babies and of course our older folks as well. Again, from conception to birth.
I like that. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a good food for thought.
It is good in this
segment, especially as we light that candle, the first Sunday of Advent.
You know,
light that candle.
Right.
The light of Christ shines on all human life from the beginning, the middle, and the end. How precious that is.
And the fundamental right is life.
Absolutely. Michelle Peduto, our superintendent. Brian Klisavich, teacher and moderator and for Rebels for Life at St. LaSalle. James Farnan, Mary Molesky, thank you for being with us this morning. And we'll be back here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the first Sunday of Advent. As I mentioned in the show, we just turned the calendar page to December, and this weekend is the first Sunday of Advent. Hard to believe. We start a whole new liturgical cycle of readings, and we light the first candle in our Advent wreath. We are 4 weeks away from celebrating the birth of our Lord, the birth of Christ, and Christmas. And the first Sunday of Advent in the Gospel of Mark, we hear us to be watchful and to be ready. Jesus entrusts the church and his followers with our own special tasks as we live out our personal vocation. And this is called to be vigilant. We do not know when Jesus will come again, but it's important to us to not be fearful, but to be watchful. And we're preparing for the coming of our Lord. And as we begin this new liturgical year and this first Sunday of Advent, let us turn our minds and our hearts toward our loving Father and be full of hope. And we definitely need hope in life and love, especially in our world with everything going on, to stay awake, to be alert, and to be watchful in joyful hope. So as we light the first of the four candles of our Advent wreath, begin this liturgical season and the coming of the Advent season, let us be joyful and watchful and waiting for our Lord. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.